You might be thinking, we have concerns. You're a great show, but how would you be as a t-shirt?
Oh, we got the answer to that. We got new shirts in our shop right now. All kinds of cool stuff. Brock Life shirt, Salmon Cannon shirt, Jetpack Rescue Squad shirt. These are really, really cool shirts.
Yep, and if you want them all shipped out by the holidays, you've got until December 4th to go and order. So check out the store now, wehaveconcerns.com/shop.
Promise under deliver.
Leave them feel like they don't want any more.
leave them feel.
This is We Have Concerns. Hi, Jeff Cannata.
Hi, Anthony Carboni.
Hello, concerned citizens. Neurogenesis.
What?
It sounds like that was a Star Trek sequel, I think.
Yeah, Neurogenesis is the one where Picard.
It was an odd number. You don't have to see it. You don't have to watch it.
Picard goes back to the Borg and he's like, guys, remember me?
I'm
Locutus.
Let's do it again.
More like adorable-tis, huh? Am I right?
No. What does that mean?
I was doing the Locutus thing.
I see. That was terrible.
I know.
Neurogenesis is actually our brain's ability to create more neurons. We have billions and billions of neurons in our head.
Yeah.
Billions.
Yeah.
They are essential for, they're the building blocks of the brain.
Fewer every day though, right?
Well, we lose some, but we also make some.
Oh, well, that's nice of us.
We make very few.
We make fewer than we lose.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Especially
if you're drinking heavily.
yes. I think you make about 500 a day. Okay. And according to this story, which was submitted to the Reddit by Jeff Rose.
That's
the easiest fucking username.
Jeff Rose.
We've ever gotten. Jeff Rose. There's even an underscore, so I knew where to divide it.
You were to pause.
Yeah. So I didn't think it was Jeff Rose or something like that.
Jeff Rose.
You never know, man. You never know. I'm always afraid that I'm mispronouncing somebody's name. So this is a TED Talk that he sent in by Sandrine Thurette. About how you can continue to build more neurons.
I like how you had a problem with Jeff Rose, but Sandrine Thurette was fine. No.
Because she says it at the top of the TED Talk.
But it was just hilarious that like Jeff Rose gives you the hiccups.
Because it's just in writing. It's just in writing. Right. You never know. You can guess, Jeff.
Yeah.
But you never know. He sent this TED Talk in. It's three ways that you can increase and keep steady neurogenesis, the creation of neurons, throughout your life.
And we need to do this. Why? Does it actually have a tangible result?
Sure. Think about it this way. By the time you're an adult...
I can't wait. I'm looking forward to it.
It'll never happen.
No.
I'm letting you know right now, guys. It'll never happen. I just bought like five more amiibos.
Yeah.
Like, I'm never going to be
a
grown-up.
Each amiibo you buy sets you back from adulthood 5 years.
That's the way it is.
That's the rule.
It's anti-neurogenesis. It's neurodepletion. Yeah. The reason why this is important is by the time you're an adult, you don't have any of the same neurons that you had when you were a child.
Right.
It's all gone.
Yeah.
And as this slows down, the production of new neurons over time, you start having memory issues. This is what makes us think like the olds.
Yeah.
This is
the bad neurons.
The bad.
Get those good neurons in there.
Got to get them good neurons, son. You got to get that neurogenesis going. Do you think you can guess what the three activities are? Can you guess what one of the activities is? Just off the top of your head.
Doing math puzzles?
Sort of.
Crosswords?
Sort of. Learning.
Learning.
You have to learn a new thing.
I love learning. I think that's absolutely true. I have found, just anecdotally, that, the older people in my life, my grandparents, for example, the ones that...
Bunch of idiots.
They wouldn't learn anything.
Bunch
they don't learn.
Fucking idiots.
No, the ones that were vibrant later in their life, you have a reason for using your brain. You know, I look at these old Shakespearean actors, Ian McKellen, Patrick Stewart. These guys are like... Ian McKellen's in his 80s, I think.
Ben Affleck.
Yeah. Yeah, all of those.
Mm-hmm.
They're still vibrant, and it's because they need to learn lines. They're still activating their brain in certain ways. I think that makes a lot of sense.
Well, somebody I was dating, her grandfather was about to retire from his job, and she was begging him, pleading him. He had like a very physical job. He was like a farmer. He was you pick oranges. He owned an orange farm, an orchard, and he was about to retire, and she kept begging him not to, because she said all of her older relatives, as soon as they stopped going to work every day, immediately started slipping.
Right.
And it's like, well, did they, or is it correlation between age of retirement and age of decline, or what's going on? But I do feel like you have to keep your, the days you keep your brain more active, you can definitely feel if over the course of like a week or 2 weeks, I can feel the difference between the days that I've done like serious reading and writing every day.
Right.
And like the 2 weeks where I haven't, you know?
Yeah. You know, we believe it when it has to do with our muscles. When it's like, well, yeah, you keep doing curls every day, your bicep gets bigger and stronger. It
and
builds
only
more
do curls. That's what I do.
Only do curls with one arm.
Just do curls with one arm is what I do.
Yeah.
I'm like, dude, welcome to half a gun show is what I tell people.
Yeah.
You know, where's the gun? Where's the gun show? Definitely this way and definitely not this way.
Exactly.
Is what I say.
You never go full gun show.
Yeah.
You always want half a gun show.
One's like a semi-automatic. And one's one of those like little single shots that the ladies keep in their garters. You know, in their garters in the 1920s movies. The single shot pistol.
It's not so much a gun show, it's like a gun advertisement. It's like a gun interstitial.
Exactly. Think about guns. Consider guns.
Look how tiny this gun is.
If you would. So yeah, learning is definitely one of them. But here's my thing. There's a difference between learning and math puzzles, like what you were talking about, right? And I want to hit on this because there are a lot of fucking tips that you see on things like Lifehacker, or there are a lot of sites, things like Luminosity.
Right.
When I worked at Discovery, we had to do Luminosity advertisements.
Yeah.
And the way that I protested is I made a D-News about how brain games are garbage.
And now an ad from Luminosity.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, what was that DS game? The brain games?
Brain training. Yeah. The idea of this is, oh, if you do it every day, like it keeps your brain limber and you can feel the difference and oh my gosh. And what they found in studies is it really only makes you better at those things. Like, yeah, you're smarter at Sudoku because you do Sudoku every day.
Well, I think there's something to
a
using
bit.
It at all.
Sure.
It's better than sitting around and
but
not doing it.
It's not this general, oh my God, my brain is now trained and now my brain overall is better. Nah, the parts of your brain that you use for Sudoku are better, and they're mostly better at Sudoku. So learning is genuinely actually learning a new concept, a new fact, a new skill. Like you have to be learning and getting better at new things in order for neurogenesis to take place.
Well, I love that idea. I'm always trying to learn new things. I think learning is undervalued in our culture. I think learning, you know, we go to school and we equate learning with unpleasantness. And I think that, I think learning new things is challenging.
Mostly because at my school, they used to shock us for getting correct answers.
That seems backwards.
It seems weird, right?
Yeah. So you would try to get an incorrect answer to not get shocked?
Yeah, but they could always tell when you were lying, and then you would get double shocked.
Don't want the double shock.
So it's really about getting the least shocked you can.
Yeah.
I feel like it trained me a lot for life, though.
Well, you are very duplicitous.
Thank you.
I guess it worked. You probably shouldn't have gone to Electro's school of
Electro's
wire
school for wayward children.
Yes. You were always learning wire repair.
It's just this Dickensian school where you learn from a Spider-Man villain. Is that what's going on?
Yeah. It's weird that you didn't go to Doc Ock's school, because that at least he's a doctor.
I don't have a brain for chemistry. Please, sir, can I have some more?
Why, sir? Why?
Because you asked.
Oh, all right. I completed my report on the six ways.
Excellent work.
I've found out exactly who Spider-Man really is.
Great job.
Please, Mr. Electro, if you just listen, you could go to his house and you could kill him easily.
That's a great idea. I don't understand why you're fainting. I'm giving you so much positive feedback.
Electro is not... Just...
And that's why Spider-Man never got captured.
The attrition rate at Electro School for Wayward Children is huge. Yeah. Can you guess what number two? Number two.
Number two. Use your brain is first one. Learn stuff. Number two. What do we got? What would help your brain to generate new? Eat well. How about a nutrition?
Nutrition's not really listed, although it is. It is important. Eating right is important because you need the right things for your body to make the physical stuff of your body. Also, stress. You want to keep low stress. That's important, but it's not one of the top three. You know what the second one of the top three is for neurogenesis?
What is that?
Boning.
Sex?
Sexing it up.
Yeah.
Sexing increases your brain.
Oh, finally some useful information from this podcast,
the
everybody.
More sex you have, the better
smarter
the neurogenesis
you are.
Is. Yeah. Sex makes you smart.
That's how you can tell people. That's why porn stars are so brilliant.
Smart people is always boning.
Smart people be boning.
Smart people be boning, guys. And I think we all know that. Look at Lord Byron.
Yeah.
Lord Byron was always boning.
He was always boning. Smart dude.
Benjamin Franklin.
Copernicus.
Always boning.
Oh, yeah. He was, actually.
I know.
Yeah.
I'm listing smart people that are boning, Jeff.
Boning people.
Boning people.
Yeah.
Who else? You get the feeling that Richard Feynman kind of boned a little bit.
Oh, yeah. He got down.
He got down.
Yeah.
You get the feeling he got down.
Yeah. You know, Berkeley, it was a swinging time, early 70s, late 60s.
Don't believe that Matthew Broderick movie where he plays Richard Feynman. That's a very sweet love story. But, like, I've read a couple of Feynman's books. He leaves out the boning, but I think it was there.
I'm sure. I'm sure Feynman was getting down.
Feynman was getting down!
I like this. I like this as a reason to continue boning down.
Yeah, I was looking for one.
Yeah.
I was just like, I am so done with boning down.
So dumb. I am so dumb. If only there was a way I could get smart by boning down.
And the answer is just to bone down.
Yeah.
You know, it's just like...
You gotta bone down.
It's just like studying for a test.
Yeah.
You just have to sit down and do it.
You gotta bone up on your math, and you gotta bone down to
bone up, bone down.
There's two things you need to do.
Two things you gotta do if you wanna be smart, everybody.
Bone up.
You gotta bone up.
And then bone down.
Gotta bone down. I'm into that.
Our new top 40 hit. You gotta bone up.
Gotta bone up.
And then you gotta bone down.
Boning down.
You gotta bone right up.
Gotta bone it up.
And then bone down.
Oh, yeah. No, it's just a chorus right now.
Yeah, we're working on the lyrics.
I gotta have a little more sex before I'm smart enough to write.
Yeah, we're too stupid right now.
I have not had enough sex to be smart.
We haven't boned up on any music at all, and we certainly haven't boned down nearly enough.
I would say that's a safe bet in my life. And then the third one, Jeff, do you know what the third one is? Well,
now you've opened my mind to a whole range of things now that sex is on the table.
Sex
By the
is...
way, sex on the table is even better for your neurons.
Okay, listen, can we talk about something,
real,
Jeff?
Real talk?
Can we real talk right
now?
Yeah. Can we real talk right now?
I want to, finally.
People that are always talking about having sex all over their house, different places in their house.
Yeah.
Uh-uh.
No?
No, I'm not. No.
Bed? Oh, bed only?
I mean, look.
You're a comfort first guy.
Here's my deal, man.
You got sensitive knees.
I mean, there's a lot of that going on.
Yeah.
There's a lot of that going on. But the other thing that's like going on is like, look, man, you're going to get done.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to have to prepare meals at that table.
Well, you know, you don't have to prepare your meal immediately afterward. There's a cleanup period that you could have in the middle of those two things.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
Well, it's nice to know that I can eat at your house safely.
Any surface except
Seriously,
the bed.
Don't come to my house.
Don't eat off the bed.
Don't eat off the bed.
Which is a weird request that Jeff always makes when he comes
can
over.
Can I just eat off the bed?
No.
Why not?
You can't even go. No. Why would you even want to?
All right. It's nice that you invited me over for dinner. I'm going to take it in the bedroom.
No, there's no reason. We're just going to sit right here and eat. My wife and I invited you over. We're going to eat at the table.
By the way. This looks delicious.
Thank you.
I can't believe what you managed to do with kale. It's incredible. Yeah.
Kale menu.
It's great. I'm just going to take
everything
it into the
is
bedroom.
Made of kale. No, why? Why do you keep trying to do that? Why do you keep trying to eat in the bedroom?
It's not that I don't like the plates. The plates are elegant and lovely. These
Thank
look,
you.
On your wedding registry, right?
They're made of kale.
Amazing.
Yeah.
I'm just going to toss the salad on the bed.
No, why?
Because... I've been wanting to toss my salad on the bed since I got here. And I feel like I just want to eat it off the bed.
Why do you like to eat things on the bed?
Well, I was raised in a very liberal household where it was encouraged to sort of be in your own space. And where I feel safest, where I feel the most, you know, the most at home is under the covers in the bed. And so that's where I take all my meals.
Where do you sleep?
On the kitchen table.
Right.
That's where I'm boning down too.
Bone up.
Boning down.
The third best way to create new neurons throughout your life, Jeff.
Yeah?
To keep that neurogenesis going.
Yeah?
And keep in mind, this is just a TED Talk. Like, who knows? Like, I mean, I'm sure there's
stuff. So this is very authoritative.
It's not,
yeah.
I mean, you know,
learning,
you never know.
One. Sex, two. Number three is?
It's running.
Running? Excuse me? You said running?
It's running. I mean, it's exercise.
What? Running? You buried the lead, Carboni.
No, I did not.
You buried the lead.
No, I put them in the order that it said to put them in.
So you've just named my three favorite things in the world. If this list...
Bullshit! Bullshit! Board games before sex. Don't even pretend. Don't
well,
even pretend.
Chronologically.
Yeah. I mean,
well, I'll do board games
which means
after
running
sex,
is
too.
Four, which means not in the top. It's not in the top.
So if you added board games, if you added eating donuts to this list, if you added...
Are donuts... Are
Heroes,
donut,
Heroes
okay.
of the Storm.
Are donuts up above sex or board games, or are no. they underneath sex and board games?
Well, when you're boning down,
you got to bone.
You want to have if the donuts are below your board game and set. Yeah, definitely. You definitely board games. If I have to make a list,
so is learning genuinely number one? Learning's not number one.
Learning is not number one, but if it's learning about board games,
board games are number one. Then learning.
Yeah, then learning board games.
Then sex. Then donuts.
Then donuts. And
then running.
Yeah. But I feel like all of that is one day. It's just like,
sure,
you know, you get up.
Well, that's a good day, Jeff.
Yeah, it's a great
that's
day.
That's a good day
it's
if you get all that
day.
In.
Yeah, and so many neurons I'll end up with. I had no idea.
But I think the donuts may take away because of poor diet.
Oh, damn it. Well, that's probably why. I was wondering why I haven't been tested for the most neurons, because based on this chart, but I think it's probably the donuts.
Why isn't somebody coming to your house and being like...
Oh, I'll get it, honey. Stay on the kitchen table. I'll be right back. Hello.
Hello. We're from the health department, and we just this is my associate, who's from the U.S. Census. We've collected a lot of data on you, Mr. Kanata. You are Mr. Kanata, right?
That's right. Yes.
And it looks like, much like, The Last Starfighter.
Oh my goodness! One of my favorite movies.
You have been chosen. You. Have the most neurons.
I have the most neurons?
Theoretically, you have the most neurons we've ever seen. It's because of all the Euro games you play.
Oh my god, I knew it.
And
thank you, Agricola.
It's all the Euro games and all the jogging.
Yeah.
Apparently that gives you the best brain.
I'm sorry, could you, for 1 second, could you just, here, I'm, just say that into my cell phone. I'm dialing, Anthony Carboni.
No,
quick.
We're not going to
just,
do that.
Just, say that into the cell phone.
We don't have time.
Sir? Please?
Jeff Kanata, you have the best brain. Because
You hear that, Carboni?
So, but listen, we don't have time for this.
I got his voicemail.
Since you have the best brain, this is this complicated alien technology that we found that we can't make any sense of.
Ooh.
And we need you to put it together because we think it might explode.
Okay, you guys want to, real quick, do you want a donut first? Because I get famished.
No, please, we really
need
you to.
I'm just going to eat this donut real quick. Maple.
Mr. Kanata,
my favorite.
The faith of the world.
So good. I hear you guys again.
Oh, god damn it. We're too late. And also, I don't know if that's the alien technology or there are a lot of loose board game pieces. And I don't know what's
alien.
Oh, it's
Alien
what's...
Frontiers.
you know, Jeff.
Yeah. I think this proves that I win everything. I've won.
No. No.
I have the most neurons. That was the competition,
it's
right?
It's activity, Jeff. They just happened. They were looking at neurogenesis in mice, and the mice that ran more had more activity, so they had more neurons.
Did they say?
It
did
could
they say
be any
about,
kind of exercise,
did they say
Jeff.
Say anything about that being for dicks? No. They said it was the thing that helps your
Have
neurons.
Have you met a cool mouse? No, they're all dicks.
I've met some cool mice, man.
No, you haven't. That's a fucking lie.
Mickey Mouse.
Plus, it's all... This is just activity. It's physical activity. Running still for dicks. There are other ways to get physical activity, Jeff.
Uh-huh. Sure. Okay. But the best one, the one they cite
no,
in the study.
No, the one that they studied. Not the one, not the best uh-huh. one.
And he who dies with the most neurons wins. That's
no.
You get, the more neurons you have, the better you are. It's a game of neurons, right?
Sure.
Note to self.
Whatever makes you feel good.
Euro board game about acquiring neurons.
Game of neurons. I like the way you say neurons.
Yeah, you gotta have that liquid U.
Neurons.
Neurons.
Yeah. Huh.
You wouldn't understand. You don't have enough neurons.
Because of all the running I don't
yeah,
do.
Yeah, I know. I'm starting to just talk above you constantly on this show.
It's a problem. It's so rare that I understand anything you say, and it's probably because you're just so damn smart.
It's because I'm constantly learning new running sex positions.
Do you? If you could just have sex on a treadmill while reading a math textbook.
Oh, done it.
Well, then the people who came to your door were right, Jeff, and you're our only hope.
Yeah, baby.
Because that sounds uncomfortable and complicated and not enjoyable.
Figured it out, though.
But I'm glad that you did it. I'm glad that you
did it. I mean, it caused severe injury.
Sure.
And I have some regrets about it.
But it's a game of neurons.
It's a game of neurons.
Who cares how mobile you are?
You either live or you either win or you die in the game of neurons.
That's the way it works. Do you guys buy into this? Do you think it's real? Do you think it's legit?
Join my club, my running sex learning club. I have some pamphlets.
Or join my club, which is a learning sex
Thai food club.
Thai food video game club. Whichever club you feel is better for you. Let us know which club you'd rather join. You can hashtag those game of neurons. And you guys, do you like the show?
Oh, I love this show, Anthony. That's like my favorite show.
Do you think that I would refer to you as you guys, plural? Is that really what your neuron-rich brain told you?
Well, I'm the only one here. I mean, I just figured.
Son of a bitch, I am talking to the audience.
Oh, audience.
If you are enjoying the show, we normally ask you to do an iTunes review. We're going to ask you to do something different this week.
What are we asking them to do?
We're going to ask you to go to earbud.fm.
Oh, yes. This is the new list that's being compiled by NPR of great podcasts.
Yeah. If you go to earbud.fm, there's a place where you can submit your favorite podcast. They'll ask you what your favorite episode is and why you like the podcast. It would really, really help us out in terms of finding new concerned citizens, bringing the show to new people, and just generally, you know, feeding our egos.
Don't list this episode as your favorite, because I don't think this is the NPR episode.
List whatever episode is your favorite. We're not going to tell you what to list and what not to list.
Yeah.
Go with your heart.
I mean,
go with your heart.
All right. I just have the idea of Terry Gross listening to us talk about having sex on treadmills.
All I want in my life is for Terry Gross to know that I've had sex on a treadmill.